Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll be going down so deep, the river's gonna weep. flying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags of time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
About the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller. Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Come bring your good friends too. 'Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 4:19 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the net, streaming live, WMFO.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. On this Sunday, January 28th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 till 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world? Those numbers again. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. 426 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Sunday, January 28th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here, like I said, virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to men's college basketball. Yesterday, Virginia 65, Duke 63, Kansas 79, Texas A&M 68. Kentucky upset West Virginia. Kentucky's unranked defeated West Virginia, ranked number 7, 83-76. Cincinnati 62, Memphis 48. Upset, upset, upset. North Carolina State, who's unranked, defeated North Carolina, who's ranked number 10, 95-91. Arizona 74, Utah 73. Another upset. Alabama, who's unranked, defeated Oklahoma, who's ranked number 12, 80-73. Texas Tech 70, South Carolina 63. Gonzaga, 82. San Francisco, 73. Where's Bill Russell when you need him? St. Mary's, 72. Portland, 55. Also going to mention Casey Jones. Auburn, 95. LSU, 70. Florida, 81. Baylor, 60. Arizona State, 80. Colorado, 66. Tennessee, 68. Iowa State, 45. Rhode Island, 61. And Duquesne, 58. Excuse me. Heard an interesting conversation this past week about the, I guess, the most valuable. Well, they're comparing Tom Brady with a lot of other, you know, great basketball players, and I guess with other great athletes as well, who have impacted the game, their games, not only by their play on their court, but what they have done for the game, making it a worldwide game. And you got to admit, if that's the case, then Michael Jordan and people like that who came in during the heyday of the television industry, and as far as you know, endorsements were concerned with sponsors and whatnot, you have to put Jordan up there. But as far as impacting the game over a long period of time, 13 years, I'm still going with Bill Russell with his 11 rings in 13 years, plus being, player, coach down the final couple of years of his career. So, there you go. Yeah, naturally, Brady and Jordan and a whole lot of other players have impacted their games, you know, primarily because of the advent of television and commercials and the whole bit. But, you know, I'm still taking Bill Russell until somebody else comes along and comes even close to what he's done. Not ignoring the fact that, you know, Brady is setting records at an unbelievable age. Playing just as strong as, you know, people else. Matter of fact, he's dominating all the other quarterbacks out there. What can I say? 4:30 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's continue on with more sports scores. Let's go to women's college basketball. UConn 98, Tulane 45. Ariema, prior to this game, I believe, said that his team played the worst game, even though they won by about 15 or 20 points, that he's seen them play in his illustrious career at UConn with the UConn women. Well, I guess they got the message. They pounded Tulane 98-45. Texas 87, Iowa State 55. These are ladies' scores. Ohio State 78, Michigan State 62, Oklahoma State 80, Texas Tech 62. And TCU 62, Oklahoma 58. That was it in ladies' college basketball this weekend. 4:31 is the WMFO time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, January. I'm getting there. We're getting there. We're close. We're close, but we're not there yet. Sunday, January 28th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. That's a promise, not a threat.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you. plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit HomeLoanLearningCenter.com.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:36 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the NBA. Yesterday, the Thunder 121, the Pistons 108, the Pacers 114, the Magic 112, the Wizards 129, and the Hawks 104, the Heat 95, and the Hornets 91, the T-Wolves 111, and the Nets 97, the Nuggets 91, and the Mavericks 89, and the Warriors 109, and the Celtics 105. Marcus Smart, we're on you when we need you. In that game, Horford got 15 points, 13 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Tatum, 4 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist. And a steal. Baines, 1 point, 7 rebounds. Kyrie Irving, 37 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Brown, 20 points and 2 rebounds. Ogilvy did not score. Morris got 12 points. Theis got 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 steals. Rozier got 9 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Larkin, 4 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a steal. Celtics lost by 4 points. Marcus Smart, if you had not heard, was not smart. Punched a picture in his hotel room. Requires stitches. Is going to be out for at least 2 weeks, I understand. Not smart at all. And last year, a couple of years ago, whenever it was, almost did the same thing, punching a hole in the wall. Marcus, take it easy. Take out your venom on the opponents. Don't punch them. Just, you know, play tough defense like you normally do. This could be a game where we could have pulled it out. Durant got 20 points for the Warriors. Green got 15. And Curry got 49 points. Eeks. The way Curry shoots from the outside and also passes the ball and can get inside as well. You know, I got to lean toward Curry. Especially for his size. As probably the best basketball player in pro basketball today. But there are guys, you know, LeBron, you know, he's got to improve his outside shot, that's for sure. And he still, you know, gets a lot of calls that, well, I guess it goes back to Oscar Robertson, who started this bumping into the defender and forcing him into the point where you could get your jump shot off. And then Shaq and a lot of others, you know, also did the same thing. And that's what they wanted to do. Sumo wrestling. Well, hey, you know, okay, I guess that's the way you play the game. Not the way it was played before, but anyway, what can I say? I'm old school. 4:40 here on WMFO in Medford. National Hockey League, no games yesterday. They're in their all-star break. I believe they had some all-star contests going on, whatnot, but whatever. Let's go to the Farmers Insurance Golf Tournament. And I guess the reason that's important is Tiger Woods is coming back and playing. Let's see. Alex Noren, never heard of him, is leading. He's 11 under after 3 days. Ryan Palmer is 10 under. Never heard of him either. J.B. Holmes is 9 under. Mike Kim is 9 under. And I won't read all the other names, but Tiger Woods is tied for 39th place. He is 3 under par and would have to have a fantastic closing round to get into major contention. But, hey, he's playing, and I guess he's healthy, and people will follow the game just because he is Tiger Woods. He's set this tremendous background as far as his prior history in the game is concerned. Nicholas Woods, Arnold Palmer, you know, Ben Hogan, Sam Snead, going way back, way back, way back. Australian Open, Caroline Wozniacki won the women's tournament down there in Australia under brutally hot conditions, I understand. And today, Marin Cilic, is going to play Roger Federer in the final. And Roger Federer is making noises like Tom Brady. Playing after people had just about washed him up and playing championship type tennis. And who knows how far he's going to be able to go from there. Okay, 4:42 here on WMFO and Metro. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, January 28th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports here virtually every Sunday talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. Okay, 447 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, January 28th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Going back to NBA basketball, on Friday evening, Pelicans big man DeMarcus Cousins had to be helped off the court after injuring his left Achilles in New Orleans, and an MRI was going to be taken. I haven't heard the results of that, but he couldn't put any weight on his left foot, and I would think he requires surgery, and that would mean he's probably going to be out for the rest of the year. Now, DeMarcus Cousins is a free agent also. Without him in the lineup, I don't know how far the Pelicans are going to be able to go. Anthony Davis, their number one player, says he wants to stay there. And he and Cousins have been doing extremely well playing together. And for the first time in his career, Cousins has been thrown out of too many games. He's been, you know, almost a model citizen. Now, sit down, sit tight, hold onto your hats. Since he's probably not going to be ready for the first of the year, and you don't know who we're going to get in the draft, but I would consider making it, and when I say I, as the Boston Celtics, I would consider making a pitch for DeMarcus Cousins. First of all, he's a little older than Davis, so you're not going to give him a tremendous amount of years. You can give him a lot of money. Doesn't have to give him the, because we're already going to have two already, Irving and Haywood, for top dollar. But I would then consider, I think what Cousins needed is an opportunity to play in a winning situation. Sacramento was just, just too much out there losing game after game after game after game after game. And he showed that, hey, in a proper situation where you get a chance to win a few games, he can be a model citizen. New Orleans is 27-21, 7.5 games behind Houston. But with a shot at making the playoffs, I don't know how that shot is going to be now with him out. Denver and Utah are also in there, along with the LA Clippers. But I think that as a person who have helped the Celtics in years to come, I give him 3 or 4 years for a max contract. Yeah, why not? And as long as he's a model citizen, you're right. And who knows? If he's not a model citizen, you might be able to trade him to somebody. Anyway, that's my perspective here on WMFO in Medford. Also, National Hockey League. I know you want me to hear me talk about pro football, but here, National Hockey League. At the beginning of the year, the Celtics with their 16-game winning streak after they're starting off 0-2. Rattling off 16 wins and going into first place, 35-15 after yesterday's game. Best record in the NBA. Toronto did not play, so we're a game and a half ahead of Toronto. Philadelphia is having a good season. Cleveland's won 28 games. Milwaukee has won 25. Even though they fired their coach. Indiana's won 26. Miami's won 27. Washington talking more than they're playing. They won 27. And, Celtics, obviously have had a tremendous first half as we move toward the All-Star break. A lot of the games that they lost recently were to teams that they should have beaten, but that's to be expected. People get all upset because, a very young team with a whole lot of new players, you know, aren't playing at championship caliber on a consistent basis. What do you expect? They're young. They're new. Brad Stevens is doing a fantastic job, and everybody's bought into the system. Kyrie Irving has been a model citizen, all you could ask for and more. And we're not hearing all that whining that you're hearing coming out of Cleveland. But anyway, that's another story. That's their problem. I'm not going to concern myself with that. Point I wanted to get at is that in the meantime, the Boston Bruins, with the same type of situation, a lot of new players, a lot of young players, have gotten their act together, and they have been the hardest team going into the All-Star break. And I think most of them hate the All-Star break. They were playing so well. They're still 5 games behind Tampa Bay, but at one point, in 5 points behind Tampa Bay, but at one point, and 5 points ahead of Toronto, but at one point, they were 15 points behind Tampa Bay, and they were trailing a lot of other teams as well. And as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned, they've got the second best record, even ahead of Washington, who they can't seem to beat to save their life. But hats off to the Bruins. I have to look at this scoreboard every time. I don't know half these players myself. But hey, they're doing it, and we'll keep rooting for them. Okay, 4:53 here on WFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, January 28th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, kind of late now, but our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Football League. As you know, the Patriots pulled out a victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars, a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. But it probably wouldn't have been as close if we hadn't had Gronkowski knocked out with a concussion. I think that's unfair. They knock out one of our big players, one of our best players, put him on concussion protocol because of an illegal hit. And what do they get is a penalty? A penalty, you know, 15 yards. You know, and we out the player without for the rest of the, I think if we lose a player, if a team loses a player through concussion, that player who did the concussion should get thrown out of the game too. And fined. And if the our player comes back, then he can come back. But, you know, we'll see what happens when I write that up and send it to the commissioner. But anyway, the Patriots are into the Super Bowl madness. And their opponent will be the Philadelphia Eagles, who I also picked. And they tore the Vikings apart. I had a feeling the Eagles were going to win. I didn't know they were going to win by that much, but it was not even close. And so the Vikings' opportunity of playing in the Super Bowl in their home stadium went out the window big time. But anyway, now we have this tremendous matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles, who were the best team in the NFC all year, even after Carson Wentz went down. And now we have them minus Carson Wentz. But I am picking the Patriots again. I'm a hometowner. And I would be crucified, I guess, if I didn't. But anyway, I think it's going to be a game that will depend upon whether the Patriots on defense can do two things. And that's one, make Nick Foles uncomfortable. He's not a mobile quarterback like Mariota and Bortles were. And so they had ability to make some plays with their legs. He needs to be in the pocket. And if we can get him uncomfortable in the pocket, we have a very good chance of winning big time. If we don't fall behind, we have a very good chance of winning big time. But here again, the key is stopping the run game, which we did in, with both the Titans and the Jaguars. Leonard Fournette was held under 100 yards, and the Titans running back, I forget what his name was, but he was held under 100 yards as well. And I think if we can do that, that kills a lot of their play-action stuff. And I don't know how well they're going to match up. I think the Jaguars were supposedly a better, at least, you know, and I'm counting numbers, a better defensive team than the Eagles. But the Eagles are no slouch on defense either. So I'm picking the Patriots to win in that game. And before we sign off here, congratulations to my son, Scott. He won the contest. Although I was, four games behind, I was 2-0 last Sunday. He was 1-1. He had the Vikings. Everybody else had the Vikings except me. And so, therefore, he won by 4 games over me. And we're going to celebrate with the rest of the staff sometime later on this year, like we did last year. 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, January 28th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We are beginning the countdown today of the top 200 songs in the gospel field for the year 2017 here on WMFO in Memphis. So stay tuned. We have some great music, which I believe we'll be doing every Sunday right up to Palm Sunday. And that's followed by Resurrection Sunday. Palm Sunday is the last Sunday in March, and Resurrection Sunday is the first Sunday in April. And if we haven't reached 200 by then, we'll pick it right back up after that and bring you the top hits in the gospel field here on Sounds of Praise. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying stay tuned. Great gospel music coming your way here on Sounds of Praise.